B-Pod Studios.
Gary, are you there?
Hi, it's me, Gary, from High Five Pest Control. How you doing?
How are you doing, Gary? We haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. Everything all right?
Great.
Y'all,
how are you?
You all better?
I'm better than better. I don't even have to say I'm all better no more.
Are you still at the in the woods with your trailer and a bunch of perverts and creeps and drunks in the woods homeless?
Well, maybe that's how you look at it. But the way I look at it and the way I'll answer you is, yes, I am still at my home in my neighborhood.
It's not a neighborhood. You're in the woods in Cape Coral. It's a homeless trampville with blue tarps and feces.
No, silly. I got acreage.
What do you mean you got acreage?
I got lots of acreage. And sometimes after they close it down for the day, Billy showed me you can climb up on a boardwalk and go all the way to the river.
Where are you?
I don't know. I'm at home. What do you want?
Now, look, I was thinking about you. You've been in this
You're
woods.
You're reading my mind.
You've been in these woods through winter. It's going to start to get warmer. That means bugs, mosquitoes, flying wasps, no-see-ums.
You are reading my mind.
How are you going
to... It's uncanny.
How are you going to handle this stuff? Because it's going to get... As the days get warmer, you've got no place to cool down, and you're going to have bugs. Bugs and maggots and all that. How are you going to handle that, Gary?
Well, I got to be honest with you. There's something you don't know.
Well, there's something I don't know. What? Tell me.
I'm overexcited.
You're over. That's saying something. You're overexcited. What are you overexcited about?
I've met someone.
You've met somebody special?
Yes.
Birds and bees special, Gary?
I think so, yeah.
So who have you met? Tell me about it.
Well, it began as an illicit rendezvous with an older woman.
So you had a little rendezvous with an older woman.
I felt like I was Paul Simon in The Graduate.
That's Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate. Never mind.
They look so much alike.
Never mind. Are you telling me you're dating an older woman out in the woods?
I'm not just dating this woman, and I've been waiting for the right time to ask.
You've been waiting for the right time to ask me or ask her?
To ask you.
What do you want from me?
I got lots of friends. I've been blessed real good that way.
You got users all around you that are violating you, both with your stuff and your person.
I got so many new friends.
Yeah.
And they're so... many birds and animals and everything. It's just so lovely how my life has turned out ever since I came into some money.
How much money did you come into?
I'd rather not say, but I told you before, five grand.
And it's all gone.
Well, I don't want to say that loud.
Right. Don't want to get hurt.
It's not about money. Who has money anyway?
Right. Now, wait a second. I want to know about the girl.
I first I just have to come out and ask you, because you're my best friend.
No, I'm not your best friend. No, I'm not. No, I don't want to be your best friend.
Me,
I don't want
my best friend.
No, 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 no.
You are my best friend. No.
But what do you want to ask me?
Would you be my bestest man? At me and Shelley's commitment ceremony. I didn't even know what that was. I said, Shelley, this past couple of days has been the best couple of days of my life. Yeah. Of course I'll commit to a ceremony.
You went and had a commitment ceremony.
No, it's going to be, I think, Tamara.
Well, a commitment ceremony a lot of times is done in states where, like, lesbians or gay people, so they'll have a commitment ceremony versus a wedding. First of all, Shelley, you sure Shelley's a girl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, and you've known her for a few days, and
you're making me feel all bashful.
Yeah, well, and you're having a commitment ceremony, and you want me to be the best man. Where is this commitment ceremony going to happen?
It's going to happen right after the park closes. Uh-huh. I got a heck of a day ahead of me picking flowers and whatnot.
No,
commitment ceremony. We're all going to climb up on the boardwalk and go down by the river.
No.
One of my buddies said she's even going to take tickets.
She's gonna take pictures?
Yeah.
No, how much do you know about Shelley? You only known her for a few days. What do you know about her?
You know, maybe I'm a naughty little boy, but she is an older woman. That's exciting.
Yeah, how much older?
Well, I don't know. Just you can tell.
Now, look, don't do this.
Don't get the wrong idea. She's a wonderful, beautiful woman, and she's very smart, too.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Do you know how seriously she takes her beauty?
How seriously does she take her beauty?
I didn't even know there was such a thing, but she has something called permanent makeup. She don't have to put on no makeup or nothing. It's already there.
Well,
and all the time, she can wake up in the middle of the night and she still looks the same.
Wait, stop. Just stop all of this.
What?
I'm seriously.
Are you happy for me?
No, I'm happy. Are you happy?
I'm like the cow that jumped over the sun.
Look, yeah, Gary, let me before we do this and best man and all of that stuff. Let me just ask you something. Can you walk? Can you walk? You have feet. Can you walk? Can you use your hands? Can you use your arms and legs? Are you healthy? Why don't you go out and get an effing job? Get out of the woods. Get away from this Shelley who's got permanent makeup and wants to have some kind of commitment ceremony that you want me to be a best man of. You know it for a couple of weeks. Get out and get a job. And get out of the rut you're in.
I don't know what that's got to do with me asking you to be my best man.
Oh, I feel bad now. When do I got to be your best man? When?
It's supposed to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I can't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody there, one of you guys, maybe it would help if I told you that I got a couple of trinkets for my groomsmen.
Well, that is the tradition. That is the tradition. You got groomsmen and best men. You're supposed to give them a little something for their efforts. What do you got?
Well, everybody is going to receive golden watches. They're also going to receive the big one, the iPad.
Where are you getting all this stuff,
Judy? And then, for certain people, they would enjoy this. A prescription pad from a local physician.
Your buddies and rather have been lifting stuff.
Also, some coupons for 2-for-1 hairstyling.
Now,
is that not enough?
No, just stop with all that. And plus, they're hot.
These watches are real gold.
All right, look. They're probably stolen, but
I don't buy that for a minute.
You ever think of
things that my friends told me? They say you can't ask somebody to be your best man and not give them something.
I understand that. I don't want to be a best man of anything. Stop it, Gary. Stop it.
They say these watches are worth thousands.
Then why don't you pawn them?
Why would I do that? These was given to me as a gift. So I could have people stand up for me.
At the commitment ceremony. What time I got to be there? What time do I got to be there?
I don't know. I go by the sun. But I want to keep those watches all sealed, see?
No. Okay, will you do me a favor?
And it's going to be very romantic.
Yeah, with wild flowers.
Shelly, say, no. You know, we don't have the rings around and that thing, so she's going to get a golden ring tattooed so it won't never go away.
No.
And I'm going to get her name put on my neck.
There's a drive way back. It might be. It could be. And
don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
I perform acts in private. I have been for the past 5 years, actually, for Claude's friends, parties, that sort of thing. But I do it with conger eels and a couple of pet whippets. And frankly, it brings the house down.
Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio, that's ever been. Showed it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockford.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Hi, everybody.
Honest to God.
Thank you. Stan and Haney.
Have you ever had a friend or co-worker... when they greet you every day, they bring you something.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad.
How would you rate today?
Today was pipe dream.
Well, I noticed, I thought you at first that you were laughing with me because it was such a good idea, but now you're laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. You come in with
information. And Junior needs a place to live, too.
Don't worry, it's all been mapped out. My wife and I were talking the other day.
Been mapped out?
And I swear to God to you, this is what she said. She said, wherever we move, whatever house we want to wind up getting, and she found one, she was looking at one yesterday, but it was a short sale, so we couldn't get it in time. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, and she said, look, we have to plan our future. I said, yeah. Your daughter's going to wind up living with us. Haney's going to wind up living with us. And should I have a room set aside for Junior? Will he be living with
us
too?
Do I get the biggest room?
You get the one with the connected bathroom.
Oh, cool.
Because you have the master suite, which has the bathroom, the walk-in closets. Then you have the secondary suite.
Well, I'd insist.
And bathroom.
Stan, I would insist on you and your wife taking the master. I would insist,
Yeah, you would. And then
now, I'm sure she'd offer, but I wouldn't feel right about taking the master.
So she says to me, those were her words. She said, "Oh, I'm already planning for it."
I demand to be treated like the favorite child.
Well, you will
with
be.
The best room.
Yeah, you will be. You get all the perks.
Can you make sure it's wired really good?
What do you mean?
Because I'm going to have a lot of electronics fit in that room. Junior knows.
I know wherever you go, you have a lot of electronics.
Speaking of electronics, did that thing work for you, Junior?
Kinda.
So what you want is the expensive one.
Yeah.
And that's what you wanted all along, and I wasted my time even giving you that.
You didn't waste your time.
Does it still work?
It still works.
Did you give him something?
He needed a particular piece of equipment to do a project
in his
studio, and he was bellyaching about it, and I misread him because he was bellyaching about it because he wanted me to get it for him. And I thought he was bellyaching that he wanted me to solve the problem.
Oh, he wanted you to just get it for him.
Yeah, a brand new one. And I said, you know what? It's your lucky day because I happen to have one of those devices. It's like a drum machine for recording.
Yeah.
And I said, it's your lucky day. I happen to have one of those, and you better thank your Uncle Tommy, even though you never met him.
And so that wasn't the right piece of equipment he wanted? He wanted something newer?
So he went through the charade.
And that's what it was, a charade.
Of making me go through my garage to find this particular piece of equipment.
Uh-huh.
And came over after the show. And as soon as I hand him the piece of equipment, he starts hemming and hawing. Oh, I don't think this does what the... But I'll try. And me, foolishly, I'm expecting a... Oh, man!
Thank you so much. This is just what I needed. You're the best, Haney.
Yeah, can I offer you something for this? I mean, this is a nice piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm grateful. It's just not what I was looking for. Thank you, Uncle Tommy.
So, I found you something... That can do what you need it to do, right?
No.
But it cost you $0.
Yes.
And what you'd prefer
is... You buy him something new.
You have really good credit.
I do. I have Rockstar credit.
Yeah, you do. It took you a long
time.
You
know why I have that?
Because you're a responsible adult?
No.
Oh.
It's because I finally removed the women from my life, and then it just skyrocketed for some reason. I wasn't doing anything different. It's just when I was just paying my bills, all of a sudden life wasn't so difficult.
Oh. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
How about bunk beds for Junior and Haney? No. No.
That, if that's the case, then I'll take the master, and you and your wife can bunk with Junior.
Another one just texted.
Why didn't you just tell me there was no point in that?
I wanted to make sure that it worked.
Did you do what I asked with it?
Well, I messed around with it a little bit.
He didn't do anything that you asked. He looked at it. He expected new. Expected
you know
to
what
buy,
I asked him to do?
Work.
You know that that song that we half recorded right when I was sick with the COVID?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Nope. And I said, you know what? Just to test this little drum machine out, you could just put a simple beat behind that because there's no drums on that at all. See what it sounds like. And?
I'll do that tonight.
I
promise you, I'll do it tonight with Uncle Tommy's machine.
But you'll do it tonight with Uncle Tommy's machine if...
If what?
If I get you the nearly $1,000 machine that you really want.
Yes.
Do you see, Stan?
You ungrateful son of a bitch.
I'm nothing but grateful.
You ain't showing it.
How much better... For the money involved, is it than what you have right now of your Uncle Tommy's?
It's vastly better. It's so good.
And if there was no way for you to get that machine, would you be grateful to have your Uncle Tommy's machine?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't see it. We got to take a break.
No, he said if he didn't think he could con me into getting him the other one, he'd be very grateful.
You're a manipulator. That's what you are.
And I count on you to make sure that you come between me and the manipulators.
Well, you know, I got a radar that can spot a manipulator.
I'm grateful.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
See, I certainly don't have that kind of cash laying around.
You sure don't.
But if I was to, maybe call my credit card company. Maybe they'd bump it up a little bit. Or...
Absolute Law text line. Be careful before this gets out of control. Guys, Junior is starting to sound like a certain stunt boy who will remain nameless that did the same thing to Haney. Absolute Law text line from our friend Meg.
Oh, how is she?
She's upset about this. Junior Sanders reminds me of some other ingrate that used to work for you guys and burned Haney. Yeah, this sounds... People are starting...
No,
are picking up on you.
Junior has not burned that. Junior hasn't burned me.
Yet.
I've never burned Haney.
You want a piece of equipment and you want him to buy it for
Stan,
you.
Stan, you don't understand anything about this. It was explained what a bargain it is to me.
To you.
It's a bargain.
Yeah, what he really wants starts at $1,500.
This is half price.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting it for a steal, Haney.
For a steal.
Yeah. I'm excited about it now.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm a very convincing salesman.
Would I ever see that piece of equipment?
Yes.
Yeah, when you would come to his studio.
With a dog?
No,
with
here's the thing. It's very portable.
Chihuahua?
Yeah, the leg lifter.
No, that thing is gone, thank God. This thing is very portable, though. I could bring it anywhere and jam.
Yeah, and it would be yours, though?
Oh, yeah.
Grab bag.
Is this the same thing you told your mother?
Brought to you by... Oh, did he try his mom first? Yes.
No comment.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. By the way...
Junior's a good boy. He's not like that...
Yeah, you called the other one that.
Not like that ingrate.
I think I have, and I've been getting emails about Junior's cat penis.
Junior keeps his word, I will say that.
We'll see.
That I do.
Okay.
I'll make you proud, Uncle Haney.
More people want to see it, and I made an offer to you that you would post a picture of you and your cat.
Which
if I
did.
Posted a picture of me and my cat.
What's his cat's name again?
Penis.
Peanuts.
I went to my photos to find the latest one. It was from a few weeks back. The latest photo of me and my cat.
So the deal was, you're man enough to post a picture of you and your cat, and he already showed us he has pictures of him and his cat where he's shirtless in bed with the cat's ass in his face.
Yep, penis. And I said, if I put one up, you put one up. People want to see you and your... There's me.
Oh! You couldn't wipe the smirk off your face, could you?
That's pain.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes. That's...
He's a big boy.
Now, we're gonna have...
Now, how about your cat? How big is your penis?
My penis is very large.
Is it as big as Stan's cat?
If not bigger.
I think Stan's cat would tear it up.
Zoom in on my face there to show Haney.
You couldn't get rid of that smirk.
That's pain.
I thought you said you were never play acting again. You're so good at it.
Yeah.
And I like how the cat's in action.
Yep. Oh, trust me, to get that picture... He wasn't standing for that.
So he was an unwilling participant.
Oh, absolutely. And then, so,
do you know how many people are currently trying to give me their cats?
Yep. You want one? I got one.
Why are cat owners like that? You don't have any pets. You want a cat?
You want a cat? Yeah, because you don't have to take them for walks. You can leave.
But if I wanted a cat, why wouldn't I get my own cat? People that tell me how great cats are just want to get rid of them. that gives me pause.
Which one are you putting up?
I put up the one of me in bed.
Uh, And are they going to be side by side?
Are they side by side?
They're side by side, yeah.
We
go
love
to Santa Hanny's Facebook page.
We love our kitties, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we sure do. Look at mine. You can
I know
see
you've me. Often said, best decision you ever made.
A lot of love. Here's
you look like... You look like something that would be on the inside of a Ted Nugent album. Yeah. You know, on the paper where the record actually goes in.
That's it. That's an album cover right there.
Not a cover.
Yeah, I know what the inside is, but it could be.
Yeah.
Let's get a...
You know what? I wish with today's technology, I'm sure there's a way to do it, but none of us are smart enough to do it, where you could... put that picture up, and when anybody clicked on it, it would just do the opening riff of Cat Scratch Fever.
Ask the Mr. Producer over there, Mr. Engineer.
Well, that's not his job. We should ask Marvin, who's very rarely seen these days.
Yeah, go figure.
Is he isolating?
No, he's back.
We just don't see him.
I see him.
What's
not
he,
that much.
What's he doing?
Nothing. He's doing nothing.
Is it, doesn't he have, like, a big management title?
Yeah, he's a program director, digital program director.
Mm.
Here, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't work that way in my day. Program director, you saw him all the time.
He ain't no boss of me. Here's a message now, ladies and gentlemen, from a statue.
Hi, I'm a statue. I've been here in this park since 1919, so they tell me. So before you rip me off my pedestal or remove my head, understand, I'm cool with moving. I'll gladly leave this park right now. But again, I'm a statue. There are things I've seen that I can't unsee. Just yesterday, a college student had familiar relations with my saber. Who does that? And clearly there is a sign that says, do not climb on the statue. So why are your kids climbing on me? I'd love to say, hey, kid, maybe you don't touch the saber. You don't know where it's been. But I do, but I can't because I'm a statue. So before you defile me, maybe you can try to remember that I'm a person too. Okay, a statue of a person. And can somebody, for the love of God, do something about these pigeons? They're always cooing and pooping.
This has been a message from a statue.
Pooping.
Thank you.
What are we going to replace them with? Like statues of Miley Cyrus and the whole Kardashian family?
Junior would be fine with that. I did a lot of work on this. A lot of people are hitting the road this summer. They're not flying. They're not going. They're not going road trips.
You do know we're not allowed to go anywhere.
We're not allowed to go to New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut.
Boy, wouldn't that have been nice to be in place months ago.
So I said, you know what?
So it's only that?
And Cuomo said... they had an alliance. 14-day quarantine for New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. If you're coming into their state from Florida, both of the Carolinas, I think, Texas, they named several states.
You know what? If we put together an alliance of Florida, Texas, and the Carolinas, we could take New York out in a heartbeat.
Yep. Fast. So I sat around.
And you know what?
Night.
I'd say start it in South Carolina. Almost dare them to do something.
And I said, can I put together a montage of highway songs?
Highway won't dry your tears. The highway don't need you here. The highway don't care if you're coming home. But I do, I do. I did the highway. I want to ride it all night long.
I'm ready to get it.
Yes, Ricky!
Sing it on and on.
Played it right here in this studio.
Just another guy on the lost highway, born on a highway. There's a place out on the highway where I go to spend my time.
Oh, you're dipping in the Willy Well.
A lot of stuff to choose from.
The highway never ends.
Here we have Junior, while another kid was busy inventing wristbands to stop you from touching your face.
What?
You know, that's how a lot of the corona spread. You touch stuff with your hands, and then you go to your face, and sometimes you don't even know you're doing it. This kid came up with this.
Bipro is a British-designed wearable proximity sensor that buzzes every time your hands approach your face. It's worn on both wrists. Using our patent-pending technology, Bipro buzzes when your hands approach your face, letting you know before touching occurs. By doing this, it helps change your subconscious habits and leaves a positive, lasting effect. You can turn Bipro off with a simple button press when alerts aren't required, such as eating, drinking, or applying makeup.
It's good for a 15-year-old. He's got a Kickstarter account.
Do you know how to spell my name in British?
No, how do you spell it?
H-A-N-H. They don't even know they're doing it.
H.
And we just remain silent about it.
You know, we during all this stuff, and you try to help, and you try to do your part.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir, yep. Stan.
Some people can build houses. Some people can, well, like Haney and I, entertain on the radio. Others can go and save lives, being nurses and doctors. What about Mama?
Mama?
What about Mama in the kitchen? A woman in Washington State...
Nobody respects Mama except you and me.
Yep. Woman in Washington State used her stimulus check to make hundreds of lasagnas.
Oh, my God.
For the people. She has made...
Where do I sign up?
She has made over 1,200 of them in the last 3 months. This woman's incredible.
A typical day starts at about 6 a.m. It's preparing all the meats and the cheese mixtures. As long as there's a need for lasagna, well, I'm just going to continue to make lasagna. There's no judgment. It's, hey, if you're hungry and want lasagna, come on up and have lasagna. Hi! This is one of my neighbors. Hi! It just feels good to do what you know and your heart is right.
To make lasagnas.
I want to go to her immediately.
Yep.
So that she can tell me that I'm nothing but skin and bones. Here, sit down.
You need something to eat.
Yep. You'd blow away in a strong wind. Come on.
I salute Republican Representative Louie Gohmert. You see, Attorney General Barr had to go to Congress yesterday to testify. And, of course, when you do it, you have a certain amount of time on the clock. And a Democrat goes, then a Republican goes. And so when the Democrats usually go, especially like it's somebody like Barr, they will go and pontificate and call him every name in the book before asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this Democratic representative, his time had run out.
Expired.
It had expired.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Committee Chairman Jerry the Dem Nadler.
Nads.
Would not say time as this Democratic representative was just lambasting the Attorney General. And... Louie Gohmert had enough, and he knows the rule books.
He doesn't suffer fools.
He thought instead of trying to interrupt or do something, he would just bang on his desk, letting everybody know time up, time's up, time's up. So as they're going back and forth, he's being about as annoying as he possibly can be by just banging on his desk.
Go, Louie.
But to me, Barr's crowning dishonesty is the portrait of Edward Leavy that a recent New York Times article showed hanging on the wall of his conference room.
Regular order, the witness will conclude.
Regular order's right.
We're way beyond regular order.
The witness will continue.
Can I have one more sentence, Your Honor?
By all means.
Okay.
That the sergeant at arms
witness
be called upon to stop the disruption of this meeting.
Yeah, well, he's way beyond.
And the chair has
and if
the
there are no
authority.
Rules about when people can
the
talk,
authority,
there's no
not.
Rules about when you can make noise.
I love him.
Love him. There is... Remember the when we were growing up, Haney, the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's a new one coming back to Disney Plus. A new Muppet Show. It's called Muppets Now. And if you got that subscription to Disney Plus, you can enjoy it.
A Disney Plus announcement with Kermit the Frog and Joe from Legal. Wait, what? The Muppets are creating an incredible new show for Disney Plus.
Hi!
It's going to be wild and funny. And it's going to feature some new friends. Friends like...
No details about celebrity guests.
I was just going to show everyone. I thought
whoa, over my dead legal briefs.
There you go. See,
is that real?
Yes, it's real. It's coming to Disney Plus, and he's all excited.
I thought it might have been a parody.
Nope. Let's, can I explain something before I play this next clip? Haney and I have met, spoken with on the radio show, and actually have seen this man perform.
You're talking about, of course, Mike Dukakis.
No. Been in the music business 50 years, talking about Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah. We had some deep conversations with Carlos Santana, and he played here.
Yeah. Carlos Santana and his wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, teamed up remotely. This is all remotely. With other great musicians on a new song called The Quarantine Blues. Now, it goes for a little bit. You get a little taste of the Quarantine Blues, but at the end of this clip, they just let Carlos Santana play.
They let Carlos be Carlos.
And it's beautiful. Here it is, the new song by Carlos Santana, Quarantine Blues.
The times are changing me. This earth is new for real and true. It's time to reset all you can do. The quarantine
all remotely. Incidentally, Carlos's location with just absolutely stunning views was from his place in Hawaii.
Oh, man.
We're all in this together. We're just in different kinds of boats. One of the greats.
Don't bring up boats.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
One of the great failures of my life.
Junior knows a guy. We're going to take a break.
Stop it. I am not going to have him destroyed. He's been a good boy playing along, but I'm not going to have people thinking he's a total a-hole. He's a good boy.
Is he?
I'm a good boy.
Okay.
He means well.
Where have I heard all this before? Never mind. We'll be back.
Hey, foul. That's below the belt.
I've heard this all before. 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, I'm rarely right.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. In just a little bit, we'll have the local beat for you. Also, we're going to play in a little bit what's on the list, chance for you to win. Later on today, our question of the week. Phone lines are open, 277-9600. And Haney, you were telling me something outside that I'm intrigued about.
I was too. And it's one of those things that I had not heard of before.
No, and it was news to me. If anybody knows about this, what Haney's about to tell you, call in. We want to know more about this.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like common knowledge and we're behind the curve.
I don't know either. I've never heard of this.
But it made news for a very what would you say, sinister reason?
Yeah, I mean, you described it. You don't have to read it verbatim. What you were telling me was pretty darn accurate.
All right, I'll just go from memory then. I saw this news story where a couple of teenagers in Seattle found a dead body. And initially, the authorities were very suspicious of them. Not that they thought they had anything to do with it, but it just didn't make sense because the body was located in an area that people normally wouldn't go.
Sure.
And they're like, why would you even be in the position to find this body? And it was, they don't know if it washed up or whatever, but it was in a suitcase in a bag. And they went up and opened the suitcase and the bag, not thinking that's what it was going to be.
But the fact that the cool they thing call is them, what brought them there.
And the cops found out these kids referred to themselves as randonauts.
Randonauts.
And so, obviously, that sparked my curiosity because I'm like, I don't know what the hell that is.
Junior, do you know what a randonaut is?
I've never heard of that.
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
I feel better if he hasn't heard of it.
Well, what is it? Is it a group? Is it a society? What is it? Randonauts.
It's evidently it's based around apps, and different people make of it what they will. Some people look at it as something to do for kicks. Other people look at it as almost like a Ouija board where you're asking spirits to guide you somewhere.
But
evidently it's an app.
I'm looking.
And there, I guess there's more than one, but the idea is you input information into the app of what your intention is, what are you looking for, and what type of experience do you want to have, and then you tell it how far you're willing to travel, and it spits out GPS locations.
Here it is, Randonauts LLC, Haney, and this is on my iPhone. Wander into wonder with Randonautica, the official app of Randonauts. Randonautica takes you on a journey of true randomness. The adventure is yours to have, and the legend will be yours to tell. Welcome, future randonauts. This app provides you with totally random coordinates within a set radius. You can then choose, if you'd like, to adventure to the point. It has been said by the randonaut community that breaking out of what's called your probability tunnel can bring about meaningful experiences and provide great fun while journeying into the world around you. And then it tells you how to get started
so
and all that.
So there are some people that use this and just thinking, you know, I've got my daily routine. I know the area pretty well. I want to find some place that I normally wouldn't go and probably would never see. They're looking for that kind of experience. Other people read way more into it.
Really? We're already getting some texts in about it. One person said, this is the first I'm hearing of it. Another one says, it's a game. You put it on your phone, random locations, and they're given to you. I'm going to download it, just see what it is.
But in this particular case, it led the kids to
A body. Well,
other
how
times
did that happen? Did somebody go and input information?
That's what I don't know. Where are the GPS coordinates coming from?
Yeah.
Because they listed a couple of examples of people's different experiences. Sometimes it's just a nice meadow. Sometimes it's a nice little creek. Sometimes it's an old boat that you wouldn't stumble across if you weren't. And one of the kids, one of the users, hit it up for the coordinates, and he arrived at a graveyard. And the graveyard, in big letters, had his last name on a gravestone. Like, when he went to the coordinates, it was a gravestone with his last name on it. And come to find out, unknowingly, he had just visited the grave of ancestors that died, like, around 1903.
Let me ask you this, and I just downloaded this thing. Is this run by the Chinese?
I have no idea. I'm telling you exactly what I saw today. That I saw the story because of the kids finding the body and the cops being suspicious, and then it went down this rabbit hole.
Because this has the nine tenets of randonauts. They want you to have a positive mindset, bring a trash bag with you to help the environment. If you normally wouldn't adventure alone, go with a friend or a small group. Randonauting is best done as a daytime activity. Randonauts with a charged phone. Use situational awareness. Be respectful of property owners. Never trespass. Do not go into dangerous areas. Happy random nodding. But then it says start by sending your location by tapping or sending a Google Maps URL. So it wants to find out where you are right off the bat.
Well, it needs to know where you are so that then you tell them how far you're willing to travel.
Yeah, because I'd like to do an adventure. What do you say, you and me, Junior? We go in, on a random knot.
Well, supposedly this is it's part of something that started off as the Fatum Project. It's called a quantum random number generator. So they use your locations and...
RNG. It's not been kind to me over the years. I want my loot.
Yeah, so it's designed to break you out of your quote-unquote reality tunnels.
And we've seen something similar, you know, the geocaching where people will, you know, bury stuff for people to find. The greatest example is that guy in Colorado where they just found his treasure after all these years.
And I have to agree to their terms of agreement, their agreement terms. Let's search. What would you like to get? Attractors are dense clusters of random points. Voids are the opposite. Anomalies are the strongest out of the attractors and voids.
Oh, so what does this have to do with ley lines or something?
Wants me to go to upgrade to the add-ons.
Oh, yeah, you want the pro version.
Let's see. No, I don't want any pro version.
Yeah, you do. Of course
you do. How many points would you like to look for? One. Let's try one. Choose your entropy source. Australian National University. Unsure. I don't know what this means, and it's starting to bother me.
It's probably not for you.
It's not for me. Ahoy, who's this?
I don't think it was necessary. But...
Now, did you screen these?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, how are you? What do you know, buddy?
Hey, I saw yesterday. I don't know if you're aware. I know you guys are big SRV fans. They defaced the statue in Austin yesterday.
Yes, I saw.
What did they do?
They put FTP on it, which is F the police, and then they painted the face.
On Stevie?
So, yeah, well, this Stevie. Is like the third time in the last 10 years, for some reason, his statue. A couple of years ago, they put something on the cape that he had on in the back.
I heard it's the appropriation of blues music into the white culture. That's what I've heard.
Oh,
I appreciate the call. If you want to look, it was on the Daily Mail yesterday. It was that they have apparently, with the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue, have had problems in the past, and it was messed up again.
Okay, so SRV was cultural appropriation. You know what, Jokers? Talk to Albert King.
Yeah.
Talk to BB King. Talk to people that have a right to say that, and they will be the last ones to say that about Stevie Ray Vaughan. What they will say is that he was an incredible human being and an incredible talent.
Yep.
And did a lot for them.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, this is John. How are you today?
Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I wanted to talk about two things real quick. First of all, the song that you guys played the other day by Dennis DeYoung.
Yes.
Did you listen to the whole song?
I played the clip of it. We didn't have access to the whole song.
Oh, it's on YouTube. You have to listen.
Yeah, I heard it's very good.
It is amazing. And Haney, you got to check out his guitar that he's playing. It's an American flag. It's like really a cool, not like your typical guitar American flag, but anyway. That's really cool.
Appreciate
you check
the
it.
Check
it out, Tex.
Thank you, buddy. We're going to take a break.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh,
yeah, I'm going to take that off of my phone, by the way. I don't trust it. A lot of apps and telling me where I live and agreements, and I want to know if it's from China.
China.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. We've got, what do we got?
Have you heard what they're doing to the Navy?
What about the Navy?
Not a good time to be a sailor.
All right.
They've got the restrictions on them. You think we've got restrictions? They basically are told they can't do anything but do their job and return to their bunk.
Yeah, they have to stay on their ship.
But even on their ship, there is no recreation. Damn. There's no nothing.
It's a scary thing.
Seems overly restrictive.
And then you go and tell people that COVID is hitting the highest spikes of the year. Wasn't this?
Let me tell you something. Unless I am broadcasting by my pool, there I don't think there's a problem.
I thought Fauci told me that it was supposed to burn off in the summer. Oh, he's wrong again. By the way, heat index today outside Fort Myers, 110. Hottest day of the year.
Fred told you that yesterday. It was 100 in his car.
No, outside of his car.
Oh. Right.
We'll be back. Give you a chance to win when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday afternoon. We're 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from our question of the week. And I want to remind you, I told you about it yesterday. Tomorrow on this show, the worldwide premiere of one of Brian Howe's final songs. It's being released by his family tomorrow, and we're going to get the first radio play of it anywhere. And it's a very beautiful song. Brian Howe was still working on at the time of his death, and it's called Going Home. And it's a beautiful song, and his voice still sounded just spectacular. Awesome voice with Brian Howe. We'll play the song for you tomorrow called Going Home, the world premiere of it. Before we give you a chance to win, we neglected to do it last break. I've got it here. The story come out of Cape Coral for our local beat. It's a short one. A lot of questions remain. I think the person involved has the right answers. He's just not giving them. Dateline, Cape Coral, Florida. This is from NBC2. Man crashes car into Cape Coral Canal, claims he doesn't remember what happened.
Of course not. I don't even know that I was driving the car. I don't know whose car it is. What does the paperwork say?
A man in Cape Coral crashed his car into a canal, but told police he had no memory of it happening. Richard McCall, age 34, was given a criminal citation for leaving the scene of an accident. You see, on June 20th, a man fishing but nearby, found a car submerged in a canal at Wellington Parkway and Nelson Road.
Oops.
The black Chrysler is owned by McCall. When police went to his home around 8 a.m., McCall said the last thing he remembered was driving to Hurricane's Bar and Grill. Then McCall said he woke up on Kismet Parkway and asked a passerby for a ride home. But another police officer met with McCall at around 4 a.m. that same morning after someone called them about a suspicious person. Officers found McCall a little over a mile from the crash scene. Police said McCall was dirty, wet, had sand in his pockets.
I wonder what happened.
And had his wallet and car keys.
What a mystery.
McCall told police he had no memory of how he got there or how he got an injury to his ankle. He told police he got lost and walked through a canal. McCall was still convinced his car was in Hurricane's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Coral police found a probable cause to give McCall a citation. Due to where McCall was found in close proximity to where his vehicle was found.
What are you talking about? He was a mile away. It couldn't have been him.
The fact that he had his car keys and was wet from head to toe. He was given a notice to appear in court July 7th.
What a mystery.
Yeah, what a mystery. He has no memory of it.
Remember when
he's
I
at
used...
Hurricanes. Meanwhile, another cop found him not far from the car soaking wet.
You know, I guess it's Florida, and these things happen. You remember when I lived on the river?
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people have had an experience quite like this. But I woke up middle of the night, and I'm in my bedroom. I look at the clock, and it's like 3 a.m., okay? But it's like the sun is out. And then as I start to come to, I'm realizing there's a lot of activity going on. And I'm like, oh my God, is this a UFO? Because, I mean, it's that bright out.
Yeah.
And I go out back and I look around. And I finally see the helicopter, and there are police everywhere.
They're looking for somebody.
And I look in the river, and there are friggin' frogmen in the river.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell could have possibly happened here? Because first we go from alien invasion to, okay, there's something going down. Come to find out, a kid had driven down the boat ramp into the river, and I don't know if somebody witnessed it, but they got to him fairly quick, and I don't know if he was just sitting on the boat ramp or whatever, but the very first responder is asking him, because he drove his car into the river. You know, first, are you okay? Was there anyone else in the car with you, sir? Yeah. There were like me and three other guys. Panic button. These people could be drowning. And this is all a credit to the sheriff's office. I mean, massive response. Because you could see the divers in the water. Helicopter hovering overhead. As it turns out, for some reason, the kid thought he'd get in less trouble or something if he had more people in the car. Turns out he was alone.
Yep.
And all of it was for nothing.
And using all of the facilities available to the sheriff's office, runs what they call a little tab. And it gets you into more trouble when there's other lives.
And knowing what's in that river, those divers at 3 a.m. going right in there, they really do the job.
Yep. And there's a lot of stuff moving around that river at 3 a.m. And it ain't human. All right, let's give you a chance to win.
When somebody, it's like this guy, wandering around, all they're thinking about is, what might get me in less trouble?
Yeah, how can I get out
of it? And they're usually wrong. Usually makes things worse.
I got 10 things on here. Name one of the 10 things, and we'll give you a prize. We've got Stan and Haney signed T-shirts. We have Mel's Diner. We've got Redneck Mud Park passes for the 4th of July weekend. We've got telescoping back scratchers. We've got Touch of Class pet grooming. $50 to get your pet cleaned up. Here's the category. Name something on the list, and you'll win a prize. We'll take things off the list as they're being named. Everybody is concerned, and rightfully so, even in states like ours that have opened up a little. Social distancing. Well, just ask somebody like Junior. Social distancing makes it kind of hard to go on a date. If you're going to go and meet up with somebody.
Oh, he said not for him.
Well, he got banned from Tinder. If you go on a date and you still have to social distance.
The only reason he got banned from Tinder is they had to make it fair for the other fellas.
Right.
You know, sideline him for a little while so he wasn't taking up all the women.
Jesus Christ. these are, according to a survey, the top 10 best dates you can still go on while social distancing. These are things that you can do with limited going out. Because before you used to be able to do anything you wanted. These are things that you can still do on a date, but you're social distancing. These are places you can go. 277-9600. Name one of the things, activity, place to go. Name one of the things on the list, and we'll get you a prize. 277-9600. Top 10 dates we think we can still pull off social distancing. This is where you can go, what you can do. 277-9600. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. Ahoy, who's this?
Aline.
What do you think is on this list? These are the top 10 dates that we think we can still go on while maintaining social distancing.
Same answer, but maybe mini golf?
That's the number one answer.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
That is the number one answer. Go on a date and play mini golf. You're socially distancing. You're outdoors. You are absolutely correct. Number one answer. What would you like?
Mel's Diner?
You got it. Hold on.
Well
Simple
done.
What is that? Yeah, that's the number. So, and that gives you a pretty good idea. Things that you can do on a date, still maintaining social distancing. I don't know that anybody's going to get all of these here, but hopefully, Aileen there, you can get something here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hunter.
Hunter, what do you think's on this list? We got mini golf. What else can you do? Social distancing, but you can still go on a date.
Kayaking.
Let me see if anything in the area of boating or kayaking. No, not on the list. I think that could have been on the list, but it's not.
877-9600. But you got the right idea. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, Stan. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, what do you think's on this list? Dates where you can still social distance.
What about bowling?
Bowling is not on the list. Now, I'm going to let you know that virtually all of these, with a slight exception, are not indoors. They're not indoors. They're slight exceptions, but think not indoors. Ahoy, who's this?
Joe.
Joe, what's something that we can go on a date still social distance?
Picnic.
A picnic. Be careful. You know, like, be careful. Yes. Number two answer. Having a picnic in the park.
Hey, there we go.
What would you like?
I think what you said, like dog grooming.
I got dog grooming. You want pet grooming?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Hold on. Yeah, those were the top two answers, by the way. Going on a picnic, playing mini golf. There's eight more on there. If you care to take a guess, most of these things are outdoors with a minor exception because you're in something, but you're still outdoors. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Nick.
Nick, what do you think's on here? We got mini golf, a picnic. What else can be a social distance and still be on a date?
Go see a sunset.
Go see a sunset. Where would you go and see that sunset?
The beach.
Number three answer on the board. Going and doing a beach excursion, spending time out at the beach. You're right, number three on the board. What would you like?
I didn't hear everything.
I got tickets, weekend passes to the Redneck Mud Park for 4th of July. I got a back scratcher. I still have pet grooming. And I have Stan and Haney signed T-shirts.
Can I do the Redneck Mud Park?
You sure can. Hold on. Yeah, three winners and three right off the top. It says any kind of excursion or activity outdoors by the beach. That includes a sunset, a picnic, mini golf. What else is on here? Some of these things, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't qualify as a date. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye.
Bye.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, we've got mini golf, going on a picnic, beach excursion, which could include watching the sunset on the beach. What else do you think? Social distancing dates.
How about hiking?
Yes, number five on the board, going on a hike. What would, yeah. What would you like?
How about Stan Haney's fine shirt?
You got it. Hold on. Yeah, man. Going on a hike. 277-9600. Survey asks single people to name the top dates they want to go on that still allow for some social distancing. They say 60% of people surveyed plan to ease back into in-person dating. But these are things that you can do while still social distancing and they're outside. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Shane.
Shane, we've got mini golf, going on a picnic, watching a sunset on the beach, going on a hike. What else do you think might be on this list?
How about the drive-in movie?
Number four on the list. That is all number right. Four. We don't have any more drive-in movies around here, though.
But you know who does?
Who?
The Dolphins opened up the stadium as a drive-in movie.
I did read that. That is so cool. But you know what? Drive-in movies went out when Haney and I were growing up. They would be huge right now. They'd be making money hand over fist. What would you like?
What do you got?
I've got Stan and Haney signed T-shirts. I've got passes to the Redneck Mud Park for 4th of July.
We'll take that right there, the Redneck
you
Mud Park.
You got it, brother. Hold on.
Yep. Drive-ins got so much potential because you got drive-in, flea market, and church.
Yep.
All
right
in
there.
One location.
And they were advancing. I remember going and you used to have to hang the speaker on your car. But as drive-in movies advanced, you get a low-frequency FM signal there, and you just tune it right in on your stereo, and you watch the movie.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect quality.
Last time I went was the drive-in that they had up in North Fort Myers. They had a two-screener up there and a flea market, which they closed down. What was that Mel Gibson movie, Signs? Was that the one where...
he sees dead people?
No, that's Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the last drive-in movie I saw.
Who were you talking about?
Mel Gibson.
Why do I get him confused with Bruce Willis?
I don't know.
Probably because the movie poster looks similar.
Maybe. I liked Mel Gibson in that movie, Ransom.
I don't think I think he's problematic now.
Yeah. I also liked him in Conspiracy Theory.
Yeah. That's very problematic.
He's been problematic for years.
Well, so have we.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Damon.
Damon, we have mini golf, picnic, sunset on the beach, drive-in movies, going on a hike. What else do you think might be there?
I'm going to say fishing.
Fishing. Not on the list. I'm going to go over the list right now. Some of these I don't buy. Someone asked single people, took a survey, name the top dates they want to go on that still allow for some social distancing. Well, you got the top five. Mini golf, picnic, sunset on the beach or other beach activity, drive-in movies, and going on a hike. Others on the list. Congratulations to all of you that got the top five. Those were the most logical ones. Number six also, going on a bike ride. You want to go on a hike? Go on a bike ride. Number seven, how about an exercise date?
Oh.
Like...
Good Lord.
Outdoor yoga. A lot of women answered that. Here's another one. And even the survey has a bunch of question marks around it. Is this a date? Number eight. How about calling the person you want to go on a date with? Trust me, I did not create the list. How about gardening together? Number nine, watching a live-streamed concert. And number 10, I'm doing this, going on a mini road trip.
Mini.
Mini. I don't know where you would go mini. What is that, 10 miles out, 20 miles out, 100?
About a half mile or so.
Half mile for you? Hey, not a road trip.
All right, time to go back.
Yeah. I had it just about enough. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, you'll get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Our question of the week. We'll pose it to you. You have the right answer. It's not a yes or no answer. It's your answer. We're the Stan and Haney Show.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. About 30 minutes away from our question of the week. We'll open up the phones and you can tell us your answer to the question of the week. Let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home. Our first look this afternoon. All right, I'm slightly confused with a road watcher. If you could correct it, I'd be greatly appreciative. It says a bad accident, I-75, traffic backed up both directions, and he has it listed as mile marker 19.5. And that's nowhere near us. That's almost to the other side of the state. If you can clarify that and let us know, or somebody let us know where this accident on I-75 is, greatly appreciated. A couple of other things on the board. This is in Cape Coral. Got a crash. 2300 block of Santa Barbara Boulevard, right by the Suncoast Credit Union. Fort Myers crash. 2100 block of South, or 21,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the Walgreens. Crash Fort Myers. 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue by the Villas. Fort Myers Beach, a crash. San Carlos Boulevard and Prescott Street. And we got traffic control. Bonita Springs. This might be the answer. The accident is at mile marker 119, I-75 southbound. That's Bonita Beach in Bonita
Way. That would make much more sense.
Okay. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Don't kid yourself, friends. He's been doing this for decades. Believe me, his first newscast on this show was in 1998. He's made it through 1998, 2008, 2018. We are now in the year 2020.
And then again, there was... going back to late 90s, and there was an incident in the early 2000s where some people did something.
Yep, he was there. He covered it. He's got some headlines for you.
See, I don't know how to talk anymore.
Because he'll be doing it again. You want to talk thousands of newscasts. That's why he is Southwest Florida.
I am?
It sounds good.
Okay, keep it going. I mean, work it, girlfriend.
Yeah. Work it good.
Yeah, I remember when Salt and Peppa came out. They were your favorite. Yeah. They confused you, but you felt something.
I did. Rock me to my core. Shake it real good.
Yeah, I remember you walking around the radio station going, push it real good.
Oh, yeah, that push it. Push it real good.
But your favorite was always Spinderella.
Oh, I haven't thought of that in decades.
Of course you haven't, but I was there.
Yes.
It is really weird to think about it. Because you and I were basically babies.
Yeah.
And you and I were responsible. We were the only ones covering a mass shooting.
Yep. I'd like to maybe one day. I got to go back and check the archives. Maybe for fun. One day within the next week and a half or so, we bring up a Mark Haney newscast from 1998. What was the
world?
There
are plenty of them.
Yeah. Oh, I got them. I'm trying to go back because in 97 when we...
That's, you know, think about it. Pre-9/11.
We didn't have the newscast yet. And the newscast started in 98. I'm going to go and find an early 1998 Mark Haney in the news. And we intro it pretty much the same way we do now.
But it'll my voice will sound different.
Oh, just ask our longtime listeners. Your voice has changed. What the?
Yeah, I mean, it's
what do you expect?
Only been 20, 30 years.
Been a quarter of a century.
Oh.
Sorry.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you you did not know. Some other things.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, Stan, since you and I were innocent children.
Oh, you got that right.
What is it like being a kid today?
Not like when we were growing up.
They did a survey of 1,000 kids and asked them, what's the best thing about being a kid? We have the top 10 answers.
All right.
And finally, Dateline St. Petersburg. Stan, very quickly, what do we know about women?
They're crazy and capable of anything.
A woman pulls a hot pizza out of the oven, throws it at her boyfriend.
Oh!
They both go to jail.
That's like lava. That hot sauce on there, lava.
It's like little volcanoes when it bubbles.
Yes!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is so very important. That's why we... You got anything? That's why we bring... That's why we now bring you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
See? You're very disciplined today.
We haven't gotten to the emails yet.
Because he knows he's going to get a present.
Are you actually going to get him a present?
I was before he hit that drop.
Yeah, that dick drop.
Hit it just at the right time. Yeah. Right when my mind was about to be made up, he hit that. You know, this COVID, I don't know what to make of it. I know they're making me come in here,
yeah.
So that means everything must be fine. Yet you tell me if I go somewhere else, I got to wear a mask and gloves and be behind plexiglass.
You must be cautious.
I don't know what's true and what's not. Are bars opening now?
Oh, yeah, bars are open. 50% capacity. You can go out. If they got an outside, you can go there. But, yeah, you can sit at a bar now.
So, I guess going to the bar is a thing again.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
...things you don't want to hear in a bar.
Top things you don't want to hear in a bar.
Achoo. Hey, bartender, you put the preseason arena football game on?
Oh, my God.
That's why back in the plague days where the whole thing of God bless you started. If somebody sneezed when the Black Plague was going around... It was, that was me. You're good.
No, he didn't have it secured properly,
oh,
and
really?
I just lost power, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He is being extremely passive-aggressive. I'll take care of that during the email section.
I would think he'd be overflowing with goodwill.
Yep.
I would think he'd be on his best behavior.
Best behavior.
Sorry.
Okay. You're a good boy, Junior.
Jeez, where have I heard that?
Top things you don't want to hear in a bar.
Yes.
Gin and tonic? How the hell am I supposed to make that? Anyway, long story short, that's how I lost my penis in a wood chipper. Now, look, if you were as close to OJ as I am, You'd know there's no way in hell he would have done that.
You don't want to hear it at a bar.
Talk about the juice.
Sorry, folks. We're all out of beer, but we've got plenty of White Claw.
Junior, I don't know if we've asked him this. You've partaked in White Claw, haven't you?
Never. Never will.
You don't know what it tastes like, even?
I don't know what it tastes like, nope.
It could be good.
Yeah, maybe it's good.
There's so much hype. I don't know. I feel like I'll be let down.
I think he's tried it.
Never.
Not even a sip.
Not even a sip.
Top things you don't want to hear in a bar.
Yes.
I am so tired of talking about sports. Let's talk politics and religion.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Have you found any of the other stuff we've had, in, like Haney said yesterday, two producers in the last month, each of them can't find the stuff the other had.
Shut the f*** up!
Hey!
Can you try acting like an adult, please?
Yep. Where's that one? Can we speak like an adult?
I'm fitting to go to jail tonight!
That's the only one he knows how to hit.
Fredo.
Top things you don't want to hear in a bar.
Yes.
Couldn't do any harm, but I sure hope this woozgy kills my mouth herps.
I'm singing. I want a mango.
See, what I want you to do after we're done here, hold off on a smoke and experiment with that thing.
And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear in a bar.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We don't serve deceptively strong and vividly colorful drinks that get women plowed before they know what hit them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
And that, my friends, is the for...
Elvis, I left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email, ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Scott. Hey, guys. Forgive me if it has already happened, and it has. Could Junior please post his penis pics on the app and Facebook page?
Now, you're talking about his cat.
Right. I know that I am not the only one clamoring for some pics of Junior's cute, fluffy little penis.
That's also, his cat's name.
Yeah, that's his cat. That's the cat's name.
I don't get it.
Also, Junior might not have realized this yet, but in his absence, some things here have changed.
Scott is informing him of this.
In particular, the fact that the sole purpose of this show is to garner clicks on the internet. I can't think of anything better to get clicks than Junior's adorable little penis, his cat. Love you guys and everyone. Please, do not make fun of Junior's penis, his cat.
Oh, he loves it.
Because that is crossing a line. Sorry, Junior. It was too easy of a target.
It's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's something he loves.
Yep. Maybe you guys could upload a picture of Richard the Engineer and all the other Richards, you know. We can have the page flooded with dick pics, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Junior really loves about his cat?
What's that?
What's the cat's name again?
Penis.
Oh, yeah. The fact that he didn't really have to worry about it too much. You know, it cleans itself.
It does. It's self-cleaning. By the way, those pictures that you put up of you and me are getting a lot of clicks.
The side-by-side cat pics?
And...
Can I see that,
there's
Junior?
There's even a few people, I believe last time I checked, that are putting up their own pictures of them and their cats. It is a topic all of Southwest Florida wants to know about.
See, I don't get it.
That's me.
I want the impact of the side-by-side, and you can't seem to do it. I mean, how hard is it?
Yeah, I know. Should be easy. Okay, there. There it is.
He does. He looks like the son of the Cure.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Or maybe a member of AHA.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is the deal with that hair?
Yeah, what's that?
I was going through a phase.
I know you were.
What phase was that?
Well, I had it like slicked back. You know, like how that picture, Stan, like how he drew my hair?
Yeah.
That's how it used to look. I used to like slick it back kind of into the side. So, but when there wasn't any gel in it, it looked like I was the son of Robert Half.
Yeah. Boy, that's something to be proud of there in that two of those photos.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
And it doesn't let up. Ahoy, gentlemen. So, Stan, did you get your picture of you and Lenny? Yes. How about Junior and his cat penis?
Jesus.
Yep, they're both up there, Guardian.
You know, you never know what is going to catch the listener's fancy.
None.
And I would have never thought there would be so much talk about Junior's cat. I mean, it's just a cat.
I know.
Wonder why.
I don't know. What's your cat's name again?
Penis.
Did I hear that right?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Stan, just what is wrong with Junior? I mean, to get banned from Tinder, that's pretty bad.
You know how he got banned from Tinder? He outwitted himself.
Yeah. I think overall, Junior is a good guy.
Yes, he is. He's a good boy.
He just needs a little fine-tuning. Now on the subject of the left tearing down statues. Okay, there we go. There's a 180.
Yep. You are now exiting the freeway. Yep.
Well, that really...
Welcome to downtown.
Well, that really angers... Those statues are part of our history. What are they going to do? Start burning books and start acting like our history never existed?
Yes.
You can't just run from history. You have to have an understanding of it, or you are bound to repeat it. All I know, if this crap doesn't stop, we will see civil war. I told Danny the answer. Stop covering it. They want TV time.
Speaking of history, we've done just fine after people have destroyed everything. For instance, the Dark Ages.
Yep. Oh.
How long did it take before we rediscovered civilization?
A couple hundred years.
Just a couple hundred years.
So to all true Americans, stand strong and pray for it to end. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're gonna
It's not like to this day we wonder about... irreplaceable knowledge that was burned in grand libraries across the world.
Yep. Jeez. Our question of the week, when we come back, I know I've got several, and Haney and I have discussed this thing with me in particular regarding our question of the week.
You know, people didn't worry too much the first time a guy came by on a horse wearing a t-shirt that said Mongol for Life. Hey, they have a different culture. Yep. You know what? We got to respect them, right? Let's welcome them.
Yep. We love Attila. We'll be back.
And then as the village is burning, they're crying out, but we're on your side.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along. And being that it's Thursday, and right around this time of day, every Thursday, we pose to you our question of the week. You have the right answer. It's your answer. I got a bunch of them on this one, but I'll try to keep it limited. We will pose to you our question of the week. Let you stew on it a little bit as we open the phone lines. We'll unlock them as I do traffic. And then once we finish traffic, we'll take your phone calls and you answer our question of the week. Here it is. And what made me think of this was what happened at this radio station. It was probably about a week and a half ago. I'm going down the hallway and I'm talking to one of the sports guys across the hall. And we're talking about the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
One of your favorite subjects.
John Candy and Steve Martin. And we were talking, it's one of the greatest comedy movies ever made. Oh, I watch it every Thanksgiving. And another employee walked down the hallway and he goes, I've never seen that movie. What? You've never seen it? And then it was within a day, we were talking about the movie Caddyshack. And somebody's going down the hallway, I've never seen the movie Caddyshack. Are you kidding me?
What?
You've not? Our question of the week. What's a movie virtually everybody you know has seen except you? I've never seen it. What's a movie virtually everybody you know has seen? It's iconic. But you haven't seen it. I was talking to program director Matt Mangus. He's never seen Jaws.
What?
Never seen it.
How does that happen?
Right! 277-9600. What's a movie virtually everybody has seen? All your friends, they know it. It's an iconic classic. You haven't seen it.
Well, would you know?
Yeah, you'd know.
You haven't seen it, would you even know?
I'll give you an example. Well, there's a couple right there. 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic. A couple of things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash with injuries. North Tamiami Trail and Pirates Rest Road. That sounds like an interesting road. Pirates Rest Road.
Oh, yeah. A lot of empty rum bottles.
Yep. Fort Myers.
Probably a lot of parrots, too. They're still sitting on, the skeleton of the pirate that fed them.
Crash, McGregor Boulevard and Landings Boulevard. And you are up to date.
And they're chasing the ladies, but it's not because they want the ladies. They're after the food.
That's Disney and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, is that what that is? I wonder why that was so embedded deep
How
in my mind.
How many times have you gone and somebody is talking about a movie that everybody's seen? You've never seen it. What's a movie you've... All your friends know that they've seen
it. Well, you've seen every movie.
I have not, and here's the example. I was and Haney and I have had this discussion. I was a grown adult before I saw any of the Star Wars movies. Didn't know anything about Star Wars. Knew they were a big hit. Knew that it was huge. First came out, in 1977? There were three of them that never saw them. Another movie that I have that everybody, talk about, what a great movie. I've never seen The Big Lebowski. Ever.
How?
I just haven't watched it. I know it's there. I know I should see it. Never watched the movie. And I say, well, one of these days I'm going to get around to watching it. But I've never seen it.
That's just insane.
See? There you go. That's our question of the week. Now, do you know a movie that was popular when you were a kid growing up, or did you see them all?
There's one movie that was extremely popular several years ago.
And you never saw it.
I think it may have even won awards.
Yeah.
Stan, the best way that I could tell you about this movie would be in song.
Okay.
Now I've been up the Chisholm Trail, been through Death Valley hard as hell.
What was that movie? What was the...
I rode across the dusty plains. Yep. There's a cowboy running through my veins. But I ain't going down Brokeback Mountain.
Yep.
That one.
I'll be honest with you. I've never seen that either. Brokeback Mountain. Brokeback Mountain. 277-9600.
Yep, that's my answer right there. Yeah,
Junior. What about you? I mean,
did you see Brokeback Mountain, Junior?
Did you see that?
I've never seen Brokeback Mountain.
What else? What a movie that your friends and everything. I mean, half the stuff we play on Name That Movie, you don't know what the heck they are, and it's usually classics.
Well, we had one from Name That Movie about the police.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Naked Gun.
Oh, my goodness!
Never seen it. My dad references it, all the time.
Okay, I want to do you a favor.
Did you ever watch the movie I told you to watch? No, you didn't.
No.
I'm going to do you a favor. Do you watch discs? Do you have a DVD player?
Yeah.
I have the original 6 episodes of the TV show.
Police Squad?
Police Squad, which is Lieutenant Frank Drebin, Police Squad, before it was canceled and they made 3 huge movies out of it.
Well, and that was a direct sequel to Airplane.
What, Police Squad?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was Leslie Nielsen with the same type of humor.
Same type of humor, different character, different premise.
It wasn't a different premise. It was the same.
He was in a police squad, and he was on the plane. He was not Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
No, but it's the same thing.
It's the same kind of writing.
Yeah.
Different.
With Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen did a lot of those things.
He did all of them. Toodaloo!
Why
does that enrage you?
The first Naked Gun was the best, but the TV series was so far over people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was done on those 70s cop dramas,
yep,
and they just parodied the whole thing. And the greatest thing about it, Rick Peterson and I were just talking about this. Police Squad was a series on ABC. It only aired 6 times before it was canceled. And it was done like the old cop
big
shows.
Dud.
And the opening scene, because they would always have a special guest star. But the guest star was killed in the opening scene of the thing. But as the credits were still being shown before the episode started, and we were seeing the Lorne Greene was one that was killed, William Conrad, Bill Shatner, Florence Henderson, and they're either thrown out of cars or machine gun. You gotta see that. 277-9600 with the Zucker brothers wrote that stuff, and it tremendously funny.
You know, one thing that I feel bad about is, you know, since my daughter went and grew up on me, I haven't seen any of the cartoons that kids know backwards and forwards in years.
No, me too. 277-9600. What's a movie virtually everybody's seen? You've never seen it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Uh-oh.
What exactly is this question now?
How drunk are you?
Not at all.
What movie has everybody seen that, you know, like Matt Mangus never saw the movie Jaws. Junior never saw The Naked Gun. Haney never saw Brokeback Mountain. I never saw The Big Lebowski. What haven't you seen that was like a major movie?
Anything that's come out in the last 10 years, I haven't seen. I haven't watched it.
Go back to your cave. This is why I can't have him on the show. Ahoy, who's this?
Todd.
Todd, movie you Drunk haven't Todd. Seen. What?
Drunk Todd from Cape Coral.
It Drunk Todd from Cape Coral. What movie haven't you seen?
Well, I was going to say Star Wars, but Dumb and Dumber. I've never seen.
Yes. I've you know what? I've never
what
watched
it. What name is Al using today?
I've never watched it completely to the end.
Oh, he's going by Drunk Todd today. Thank you, Al.
Yep. 2779600.
You know, I wonder what kind of life does he have?
Who, Al or Brad?
Oh, I don't worry about Scatter. It's Al. I wonder what happens to him.
I don't know. I don't know.
We knew him as a barber.
Yep. The Naked Gun is a movie you can watch many, many times and see something new every time you watch it.
Junior, have you seen Airplane?
I have seen Airplane, yes.
Did you find that amusing?
I loved it, yeah.
Then you would love all of this stuff.
Oh, that's what I've been sold.
Guys, never saw E.T. I don't know that I saw it when it was in the theater. I think I watched it later on in life. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy. Hi, my name's John.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good. Hi. What movie you've never seen?
I hear a lot of people talk about The Notebook. I've never seen The Notebook.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, and your wife and girlfriend will tell you so.
If you're looking for action...
The Notebook.
You just put The Notebook on. Get comfortable.
Yeah. This guy just texted us, never seen the movie Scarface.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Another one said, never saw the movie Titanic.
He doesn't even know about how the womb was so polluted.
Yeah, polluted. 2779600. What's a movie virtually everybody you know has seen? You haven't. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Leo.
Leo, you haven't seen the movie. What is it?
Tootsie.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, an Academy Award winner, I don't know that I've ever seen it. I know of it. I've seen scenes from it. Never have seen it. And don't intend to.
What about Mrs. Doubtfire?
Have never seen it. I've seen clips, have not sat from beginning to end to watch Mrs. Doubtfire. And I like Robin Williams. Did not sit through that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave Mastero.
Ahoy. Dave, everybody's seen the movie. You hear it for years. Oh, you gotta watch it. You've never seen it. What is it?
I've never seen The Lion King.
Oh.
Couldn't even tell you how the story goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you want to see the cartoon, not the live one.
Yeah, the cartoon is the one you want to see. What, Junior?
I like the live one. I thought it was pretty cool.
I haven't seen it.
They did a good job with it.
And every time I say this, with some exceptions, there are exceptions. When something is cinematically historic... You want to see the one that's the famous
that made
one,
it.
That made it. You don't want to see a remake of it. You want to see the one that everybody said, you know, they could go and remake the original Jaws. There were five other ones that were horrible, or four other. But they could remake the original Jaws and could be a big hit. Wouldn't be the same as the original one with Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider and...
Well, yeah. I mean, the original Baby Blue Marine with Jan Michael Vincent is much better than Baby Blue Marine 2 with Jan Michael Vincent.
It sure is.
Superstar Jan Michael Vincent.
Do you know in the early 70s he was big?
Yep.
Big star.
Jan Michael Vincent.
Yep, look him up. And his career peaked when he was starred with Ernie Borgnine in Airwolf.
I think his career... peaked when his nose exploded, all the veins.
Yeah, he was a bad piece of work.
I don't think he ate.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Richard.
Richard, what's a movie that everybody you know has virtually seen? Say, you gotta see it. This is great. You've never seen it.
The Wizard of Oz.
You've never, even as a kid, you never saw The Wizard of Oz?
I'm 54. I've never watched it.
Now,
the damn flying monkeys.
The flying monkeys, man, that's... So, was it ever on in your house? You just didn't want to watch it?
In my childhood, I recall it being on, but I never
Oh, it was a huge deal when it was on TV.
It was incredible.
Because they play it, like, every couple of years.
Yep. Ooh, The Wizard of Oz is on. Everybody had to watch. 277-9600. Movie.
You like that?
Yeah. Virtually everybody has seen it. It's an iconic film. You've never seen it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Will.
Will, movie you never seen. Everybody's seen it except you.
I grew up in the 70s, so I'm in my 60s now. This was a big film. I don't even know how I missed it. Debbie Does Dallas.
Huh. Well, you got to
know. Well, it took some effort back then.
And it was a tough film to
distribute.
Well,
you never saw it.
No. I was behind the green door. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Andy.
Who?
Andy.
Andy, what movie haven't you seen?
Well, don't put me before a firing squad, but I never saw Bull Durham.
Don't feel
that's
bad
forgivable.
About it. Yeah, that's forgivable.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Completely forgivable.
Now, Field of Dreams, that's a different story.
Oh, that is a completely different story. Bull Durham, it can be on, and I'll go right by it. I didn't see it when it came out, and when it's on TV.
We all know about Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Yep. But Field of Dreams? Oh.
If you build it, they will come, Simba.
If you're a man and you don't cry after that movie, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, movie you haven't seen. Everybody has seen it. It's iconic. You've never seen it.
Got to be Forrest Gump.
Oh, jeez.
How do you miss that?
I know. I keep wanting to watch it. I never get it on. Never watch it.
When you do, you're going to be blown away.
Really? That's what I hear.
And Haney's right. I didn't see it in the movie theater, but I saw it when it first came out on DVD or something. And I said, what the heck? I'll watch it. It didn't draw me to the movie theater. It'll blow you away.
Yeah. I keep telling myself I'm going to do it, but I'll try to do it.
All right, buddy.
Well, I mean, it's readily available now.
Yeah, please do. 277-9600.
You know, I think I've told you this before, but I had a teacher in junior high who was really into tech. And he said, I may not see it in my lifetime, but you kids will. There's going to be a way where you're going to be able to watch whatever show you want. And we were confused by that. And you mean, like, you'd have access to a couple of shows or something? He goes, no. I'm talking about every movie and television show ever made.
When you want.
And that blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, that guy's a kook.
Yeah.
How would you do that?
Maybe one or two more here. A lot of text. And I'm going to tell you, and Haney and I were talking about it. I know a lot of people love to text. Chances are I won't see it. If you want to go and email us, you can do that. And I'll read. Because I just saw one on the text. Somebody never saw The Godfather nor its two sequels. How do you do that? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hi. This is Tracy. I've never seen Star Wars.
Any of them?
No. Oh, no. Some of the older ones, but some of the newer ones, but I've never seen the original.
So you've seen the newer ones, but you haven't seen the originals?
Correct.
Do yourself
the
a favor.
The newer ones are not doing it justice.
Do yourself a favor. Watch the original three.
Okay.
All right. And trust me, this is coming from a guy that first saw him as an adult.
Oh, I remember you and I arguing about it on the air, and you said, all right, I'll get the tapes. I'll watch them.
Yep. Ooh. Changed my world.
But you're still a Trekkie.
At heart. If you'd like to tell us a movie that everybody's seen, it's iconic movies, but you've never seen them, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. We're going to take a break. Mark Haney in the news is next. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Stan.
Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll check traffic.
Yeah. I got to show you something and see if you can figure it out.
All right. Junior, do me a favor. Go on YouTube. I'm going to play it. Find the intro to Police Squad. It's one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, that's a snake. Let me see. Hold on. Who sent you that?
Your ex-wife.
Oh, that's
8 minutes ago.
All right, he's fine.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like a rat snake.
There's no way that's a moccasin, is it?
No. No. He's a good guy. He's good.
Is he going to bite me if I shoo him?
Well, he might bite you. But he's a good guy. He ain't gonna do you no harm. Did you find one over there?
I think so, yeah.
All right, Helen. Let me get the volume up here so that you can run it. This is the theme and everything was so great with that show. Roll 'em.
I miss this.
Police Squad in color.
The brakes are
starring
always cool.
Leslie Nielsen. Also starring Alan North. And Rex Hamilton as Abraham Lincoln. Tonight's special guest star, Lorne Greene. Tonight's episode, The Broken Promise.
And it's the wrong title on the screen. Oh, those are so good. And I was reading about it because they had Rex Hamilton as Abraham Lincoln. If it had gone to a second season, they would have had Rex Harrison or Rick Harris as Gandhi. Shooting.
Now, what am I going to do about this little bastard?
He'll go away. He'll go away.
Pretty brazen where he is.
Yeah.
Because that's the part right by the house.
Front or back?
Back.
He'll go away.
Maybe he just came in looking for a lizard?
He came in. That's exactly what he's doing.
So you're positive that's like a rat snake or something?
Don't worry about it.
Why is it no matter what color the snake is, that's probably a rat snake.
Rat snake.
No matter what markings are on the snake, how big it is, what color it is, it's probably a rat snake.
Yeah, that's all that is. Just a guy looking for, a little guy looking for a lizard.
But he's got like, what'd you call them, cheetah spots, Junior?
Cheetah.
That's what it looks like. Look at the side of
cheetah
it.
Cheetah spots.
It's got kind of like a diamond pattern on top, but like some like cheetah spots on the side.
Yeah, that could be a pygmy rattler. Hold on.
They like rats.
Yeah, let me get a better look. He's fine. I'm telling you right now, he's not a venomous snake.
Closest thing I found would be a python.
He's not a python! Will you get... No! Here's what I want you to do. I want you to send this picture right now to Junior, who will put it on Facebook, and they will tell you what kind of snake it is. And I'm telling you right now, it's a rat snake. Send this. Do you know how to send him a picture text?
No. Do you?
Not on this phone. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I think
Copperhead versus Cottonmouth, an identification challenge.
It's not a copperhead. Send it over to him. I don't know how to do it on your phone. And then you can post it, and it'll be identified in minutes.
Why is the share thing like a triangle with dots?
I have no idea. That's not the way it is on my phone. I got an Apple phone.
Piece of junk.
Yeah.
Where is Junior on my phone?
You send it to me, and I'll send it to him.
Okay.
Is that easier?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, I'll let you
there,
know.
There, I sent it to you.
You sent it to me.
Yep. And then you can send it to him.
Okay. Oh, hold on. No, I haven't gotten it yet. You sure you sent it?
Yeah, I
sent it. In text?
Yeah.
That's probably going to take a few minutes. I got it. Now, I'm going to send this to you, and you put it on Facebook and have somebody identify what kind of snake. I say rat snake. Or corn snake or something like that.
It sounds like BS to me. You sure it's not a black racer?
No, no. I asked them what the kind I caught out of the office.
Sure it's not a hog nose?
No. Well, I got a save image. Okay.
Why did you airdrop it? Just send it to my phone.
Who? I didn't airdrop anything.
You airdropped it to me.
Airdropped it to you. What's that mean?
I don't even know.
No, I'm looking at rat snakes.
Yes, I'm in the cloud.
Do you have the picture?
No.
Then I'm going to send it to you.
Just download it and then send it to me.
This does not look like a rat snake.
Hold on.
Red rat snake.
Oh, hold on.
No. It's the wrong color. Even the gray rat snake doesn't look like this.
No, hold on. I have to send it to. Why aren't you in my selections here? One photo selected. I got it. Here we go. I'm sending it to you right now. Sent.
Now its head looks like a black racer, but its body doesn't.
It's a black racer.
Got it.
Good. Now post it up. And through the newscast, keep us posted on what
I'm sure somebody
is.
Will know right away.
Oh, I know right away. It's a corn snake.
I thought it was a rat snake.
One or the other. Let's get you updated on
it. It looks like nothing.
It's not poisonous.
Non-venomous.
I'm telling you, it's not venomous.
Let me check the venomous.
It's not venomous.
You
just believe me when I tell you.
Just trust me.
Yeah. Two things. Lehigh Acres right now. Hit and run. The 4900 block of Beauty Street. And then we got another hit and run. 800 block of Dennis Avenue North in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. Mark Haney in the news starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Didn't think it would be that hard to post.
When people believed everything they heard.
All right, good.
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
Just like a corn snake.
One anchorman was more man than
I thought corn snakes had more color to them.
No, you're thinking of a milk snake.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a
got
voice
the markings
that could
of a pygmy.
Wolverine purr.
Doesn't have a rattle on it.
And suits so fine they make
rattle's
Sinatra
not
look
all
like
that
a
visible on a pygmy.
In other words,
Mark man,
hold on.
The balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 25th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. This just came in, Stan.
I think it's not a... That's not a water moccasin.
It's curled up under the dustpan. He struck at me, and his tail started shaking vigorously.
Yeah, but that ain't nothing.
Yellow snake, but it's black.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. The one who sent that to you, I think she should go and investigate further. Play with it.
She's been playing with it.
Go ahead.
She's been effing with it hard.
Go ahead. Tell her, keep it up. Any responses yet, Junior?
Some dude called saying it's a coach whip.
Yes, that's, there we go.
How about being an old coach whip? Yeah, right? Anybody can see that's a coach whip, yep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing but an old grassy rube snake. Yeah, that's a rube snake is what that is.
It is a baby black racer.
So black racers have patterns.
I don't know
when
if
they're...
it's a baby.
Yeah, because this isn't all that big, I don't think.
See, a venomous snake will have elliptical eyes.
No, it's got a funny looking head. That's what you mean. Elliptical eyes.
Now somebody here says it's a pygmy, but I don't. No, they don't. They don't know.
Well, it tried to bite her and it whipped the tail around.
Yeah. How about letting it just slide away?
Well, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
It sure would. It's in nature. It's outside. It's got to live.
If it was on Yurl and I, how'd you feel about
it? I'd kill it. What are you seeing over there?
I think it might be a baby racer.
A baby racer? A
black racer? Baby?
Yeah, someone posted a picture on Facebook.
Wouldn't a racer try to get away, not strike at you?
Oh, they strike at you. But they will try to get away. But so wouldn't a poisonous snake. They don't want to go and eat you.
Yeah, but it's fighting her.
Throw a bag over it.
She threw a dustpan over
it. See, that's it. That's the snake.
What is that?
The baby racer.
Same head, same eyes, same tail, same everything.
It's pretty similar.
Necessarily.
Oh, geez.
That picture I have pulled up, it has a little hint of blue on it, though.
You see that? There's no blue on this one.
That's a bad picture.
It's a perfect picture. Time now for things you didn't know.
Juvenile black racer. Here's another one saying the same thing.
No, I hope so.
Yes, it is a baby. That's what they look like.
A baby what?
Black racer.
Well, that's good news.
Juvenile black racer. They're all...
I hope...
They have camo when they're young. That's it. That's the snake.
But it's a different color.
They are all different. That's a different age than that one.
Oh, so the color changes when they age?
It's a majority. Virtually everybody is saying it's a baby black racer. You got to take a break.
Hold on a second. See if there's more breaking news here. Okay.
It's a baby black racer. I think it's a...
He didn't move.
Because he's a baby.
So I put the dustpan back over him.
Take the dustpan off and let him get away. He's a good snake.
Good snakes know their place.
What?
They know their place.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
If it was a good snake, I wouldn't be talking about it. I don't agree with you. I don't think that's a good snake.
It's a good snake.
I think it's got a piss-poor attitude. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, sorry about that, folks. What are we looking for here?
You got time for three.
And I'll make things you didn't know up in a second.
Okay.
Been a long time since we were carefree, innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
Can barely remember what that was like. So to help us, a survey of 1,000 current children were surveyed, and they asked a very simple question. What's the best thing about being a kid? We have the top 10 answers.
Okay.
Number 10, quote, everything is fun.
Okay.
Number 9, jumping in puddles.
Okay.
Number 8, building forts.
So far, so like when we were kids.
Number 7, having lots of friends.
Yeah, like when we were kids.
Number 6, you get to be outside a lot.
Yep, like when we were kids.
Number 5, birthdays.
Sure.
Number 4, summer vacation and any other holiday you get off.
So far, identical.
Number 3, the excitement during the lead up to Christmas.
Yep.
Number 2, having parents to love and take care of you. And the number 1 best thing about being a kid.
Yeah.
This is not in dispute. Undisputed number 1 thing about being a kid. Christmas presents.
Yeah. Some things never change, Haney.
That is encouraging.
Yep.
We have time to bring you briefly some things you didn't know, and we have a couple of good ones for you today. You are more likely to be stung by a bee if you're walking around with a banana in your mouth.
Hmm. I don't like bananas anyway. So.
I love bananas. The chemical compound that gives bananas their taste is also a powerful pheromone that makes bees extremely angry. You know, with all the craziness going around the country right now with defund the police and all that, and that it's not a big deal to try to escape from police custody,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, in Mexico, Germany, Chile, and a few other countries, it is not considered illegal to break out of prison. Germany is the worst of them, explaining to the rest of us,
yeah.
It's just human nature to try to escape. That can't be a crime.
Yeah, if it's human nature. Same thing with that little racer, baby racer, who just wants to escape, doesn't need a dustpan over its head.
You know, I have a lot of impulses myself, and if I acted on them, you wouldn't have a partner.
I know.
You know you're the only one for me.
What? What?
Now my phone is getting
How
in on this.
How dare you? Who is your little pen pal?
Who are you?
You are that wasn't that was Haney's phone. You are the yeah, who sent it to you? With a smiley.
I didn't even say that.
Nope, but somebody sent it to you in an instant message.
Oh, it's because I said you wouldn't have a partner.
Are you sure about that?
That's what it printed out.
Isn't that Junior's Tinder account?
Oh, my God. It's banned. You never know when someone will stumble upon a fortune. You don't think much about it now. But you know how ketchup bottles are upside down now?
Yeah.
The guy who invented that, just that, sold his company to Heinz in 1995 for $13 million.
Right there, the upside down guy. How many of us, when we were kids, you'd remember you'd put the ketchup bottle upside down, hope it balanced inside the refrigerator door.
Now, Stan, if I had come to you in 1993, we were here,
yeah.
and said, you know what? I got an idea. It's really simple, but we could make a lot of money off this. What if I made the ketchup bottle upside down? You'd probably have to invest like $100. But...
Well, then I'd say yes, and that it's brilliant.
No, you wouldn't.
Your stuff is more convoluted than that.
All right. Let's put you on the spot.
Okay.
How many ski resorts are there in Africa?
How the hell do I know? I'll say this. Probably in northern Africa, there's a few. It's very close to Europe up there. I'll bet you there are several ski resorts in Africa.
But only in the north.
I would say in the north, unless it's man-made stuff that is down in, like, South Africa.
There are 7 ski resorts in Africa.
I believe that.
3 in Morocco, 2 in Algeria, 1 in South Africa, and 1 that's in South Africa, but it's, you know, one of those homelands.
The other ones are up north.
But South Africa has 2.
Man-made.
There are 7, and 2 of them are in South Africa.
Fake snow.
Hello, I think that's what Curtis, Trump was saying, wasn't he? Yeah. For our final story, here Big is water. Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, I'll never forget that day. Mm-hmm. Getting into a fight over fake water.
That's fake water.
You know, there's a little something we've learned when it comes to women over the years.
They're all crazy, and they're all capable of anything.
If only we could have reached 37-year-old Robert Ibarra. He might have had some sort of warning. You see, Robert decided it would be a great idea to make a pizza at around 3 in the morning on Tuesday.
3 in the morning. We've known people like that.
He decided to make the pizza as his girlfriend was peacefully sleeping on their couch at their St. Petersburg home.
Okay.
Now, her name is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Becky Bartlett.
Ah.
And she's 32. Now, no one really knows what set Becky off. Again, she was asleep when he started making the pizza.
And he was making a pizza at 3 a.m. as she was sleeping on the sofa. I could get a couple ideas what might set her off.
It appears they'd been arguing all night until she passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And when she woke up and smelled pizza and realized that son of a bitch was making pizza without her...
Yeah.
Well, she lost all sense of reason. And at that point, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She walked to the oven, pulled the piping hot lava-like pizza out of the oven, and threw it at Robert, severely burning his hand.
All right.
Evidently, good reflexes still.
Because his face looks fine. Well, there's no burns.
I don't know. There's a little redness above the forehead.
Yeah.
Police showed up and saw the horrific shape of Robert's hand.
Like lava.
Along with dripping pizza sauce on his pant leg. And they arrested Becky for domestic battery.
Good. She looks like she has other problems, too.
Now, you might think that was the end of it. Maybe Robert needed some medical attention, perhaps. But Becky's going to jail. Robert is now safe.
Yeah.
Because he's in his own house at 3 a.m. Until the police ran Robert's name as a formality and discovered he had a warrant in Colorado for selling drugs.
Idiot.
Which are legal in Colorado. That's odd.
Well, pot.
I thought everything was legal in Colorado. I thought that's why everybody's moving there.
Yep.
Becky's already out of jail, but they're holding Robert without bond, and he taking an involuntary trip to Colorado, probably, and looking at serious jail time. Thanks, Becky!
She's got issues.
Guys laying low. And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 25th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you.
So if I'm out on my lanai sitting down and doing my reading, should I just let it crawl on me and not worry about it?
It's not going to crawl on you. It's going to go about its business, and you're going to say thank you because it's getting bugs, it's getting lizards, it's getting vermin away from you.
You know, I haven't seen any lizards lately, and that's when that ant started biting me, and I caught one of the little bastards last night, and you're right. It's those tree ants. Yep. It's a dark little ant.
Correct.
Son of a...
And they bite.
Oh, I got a couple of fresh ones. I look like I've stepped in some sort of caustic liquid.
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciate it. Reminder for you, we're going to have the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow, one of Brian Howe's final songs that he was working on at the time of his death earlier this year. Our friend is going to be, they're releasing it, his family. Going Home is the song. We're going to be giving it its first debut. Nobody else has it yet. It'll be available for download on your Spotify and all of that stuff, Apple Music and all that later on Friday. We'll have the premiere here on this show tomorrow. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. All right, let's start in Fort Myers. Hit and run. Tice Street and Privet Lane. And then in Bonita Springs, traffic control, I-75 northbound at mile marker 116. And you are up to date.
At the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Yes. Take me in, tender. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't have brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite.
Ow!
Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. Now I saved you, cried that a woman, and you bit me
Black Racer, right?
Black Racer, baby.
It's Good Snake, right?
Good Snake.
I should be happy.
Yep. Take me in, tender woman. Side the snake. Side the snake. Come on in, you dirty snake.
Nothing to worry about,
nothing.
Right?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My wife, she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, nothing. She's just an angel sent from heaven to make my life a living hell. And previously, I enjoyed the marijuana. I used to, right? Right? But the effects change over time. If you can still smoke pot and have a good time, I salute you, Captain. I just can't do it, right? When I used to smoke, you'd have this giggle fit, this laughing fest. You're just making noises that no one but a dolphin could understand, you know? Laughing so hard. And at SeaWorld, all the dolphins are like, what the hell's going on? We're busting out tonight. Tell Shamu, it's on, it's on. And then, after the giggle fit, you'd get hungry, right? You'd get hungry, like, man, food sounds awesome. I love food. And then you'd get paranoid. You're like, I'm not leaving the house for food because the police are out there and I don't want to go to jail. I'll just eat macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. Hung on, hung on, hung on. Why is it so crunchy? You didn't cook it. You're an idiot. It's a circle. Around and around and around.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. Big Friday show. We're at the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. What's a movie virtually everybody's seen? You've never seen it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Uh-oh.
What exactly is this question now?
How drunk are you?
Not at all.
What movie has everybody seen that, you know, like Matt Mangus never saw the movie Jaws. Junior never saw The Naked Gun. Haney never saw Brokeback Mountain. I never saw The Big Lebowski. What haven't you seen that was like a major movie?
Anything that's come out in the last 10 years I haven't seen. I haven't watched.
Go back to your cave. This is why I can't have him on the show. Ahoy, who's this?
Todd.
Todd, movie you
Drunk
haven't
Todd.
Seen. What?
Drunk Todd from Cape Coral.
Drunk Todd from Cape Coral. What movie haven't you seen?
Well, I was going to say Star Wars, but Dumb and Dumber, I've never seen.
Yeah. I've you know what? I've never
what
watched
it. What name is Al using today?
Yeah, I've never watched it completely to the end.
Dumb oh, he's going by Drunk Todd today. Thank you, Al.
Yep. 2779600.
You know, I wonder, what kind of life does he have?
Who, Al or Brad?
Oh, I don't worry about Scatter. It's Al. I wonder what happens to him.
I don't know. I don't know.
We knew him as a barber.
Yep. The Naked Gun is a movie you can watch many, many times and see something new every time you watch it.
Junior, have you seen Airplane?
I have seen Airplane, yes.
Did you find that amusing?
I loved it, yeah.
Then you would like love all of this
gun.
Stuff.
Well, that's
yeah.
what I've been sold.
Guys, never saw E.T. I don't know that I saw it when it was in the theater. I think I watched it later on in life. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy. Hi, my name's John.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good. Hi. What movie you've never seen?
I hear a lot of people talk about The Notebook. I've never seen The Notebook.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, and your wife and girlfriend will tell you so.
If you're looking for action,
The Notebook.
You just put The Notebook on. Get comfortable.
Yep. This guy just texted us, never seen the movie Scarface.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Another one said, never saw the movie Titanic.
He doesn't even know about how the womb was so polluted.
Yeah, polluted. 2779600. What's a movie virtually everybody you know has seen? You haven't. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Leo.
Leo, you haven't seen the movie. What is it?
Tootsie.
if I'm not mistaken, an Academy Award winner. I don't know that I've ever seen it. I know of it. I've seen scenes from it. Never have seen it. And don't intend to.
What about Mrs. Doubtfire?
Have never seen it. I've seen clips, have not sat from beginning to end to watch Mrs. Doubtfire. And I like Robin Williams. Did not sit through that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave Mastero.
Oh. Dave, everybody's seen the movie. You hear it for years. Oh, you gotta watch it. You've never seen it. What is it?
I've never seen The Lion King.
Oh.
Couldn't even tell you how the story goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you want to see the cartoon, not the live one.
Yeah, the cartoon is the one you want to see. What, Junior?
I like the live one. I thought it was pretty cool.
I haven't seen it.
They did a good job with it.
And every time I say this, with some exceptions, there are exceptions. When something is cinematically historic, you want to see the one that's the famous
that made
one,
it.
That made it. You don't want to see a remake of it. You want to see the one that everybody said, you know, they could go and remake the original Jaws. There were five other ones that were horrible, or four other. But they could make the remake the original Jaws and could be a big hit. Wouldn't be the same as the original one with Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider and...
Well, yeah. I mean, the original Baby Blue Marine with Jan Michael Vincent is much better than Baby Blue Marine 2 with Jan Michael Vincent.
It sure is.
Superstar Jan Michael Vincent.
You know, in the early 70s, he was big.
Yep.
Big star.
Jan Michael Vincent.
Yep, look him up. And his career peaked when he was starred with Ernie Borgnine in Airwolf.
I think his career peaked when his nose exploded, all the veins.
Yeah, he was a bad piece of work.
I don't think he ate.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Richard.
Richard, what's a movie that everybody you know has virtually seen? Say, you gotta see it. This is great. You've never seen it.
The Wizard of Oz.
You've never, even as a kid, you never saw The Wizard of Oz?
I'm 54, I've never watched it.
Now,
the damn flying monkeys.
The flying monkeys, man, that's... So, was it ever on in your house? You just didn't want to watch it?
In my childhood, I recall it being on, but I never
Oh, it was a huge deal when it was on TV.
It was incredible.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.